3 years after COVID was used as an excuse to shutter the economy and restrict civil liberties, Texas lawmakers are looking to stop future abuses. It's Wednesday, March 22, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
Welcome into Wednesday, and thanks for making the Texas Minute part of your day. Coming up, despite knowing their week-long program violates state law, a Texas school district's proceeding with efforts to indoctrinate students with the radical LGBTQ agenda. But first, 3 years after the nation and state were ground to a halt by COVID-19 fear-mongering, committees in the Texas legislature are tackling bans on related mandates. In the Senate, lawmakers in the State Affairs Committee discussed a proposal by Republican State Senator Brian Birdwell of Granbury. He wants to prohibit state and local governments from implementing or enforcing vaccine mandates or mask requirements. He also wants to stop them from closing schools and private businesses in government attempts to slow the spread of COVID-19 or its variants. This topic is one of the legislative priorities for both Governor Greg Abbott and Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Meanwhile, in the House Committee on Public Health, lawmakers heard testimony regarding legislation sponsored by Republican State Representative Brian Harrison of Midlothian. His legislation would prevent any entity in Texas from compelling or coercing individuals to obtain the COVID-19 vaccine. Interestingly, the Texas Medical Association and the Texas Pediatric Society sent representatives to testify against both measures. In recent years, these two Austin-based organizations that claim to speak for physicians have taken hard left turns against their patients' rights and civil liberties. The Texas Association of School Psychologists want lawmakers to pass mandates and allocate cash for more critical race theory and social justice activities in the state's government school classrooms. The school psychologists' new legislative platform calls for their profession to be seen as advancing social justice and equity in the classroom. Although these terms are seemingly innocuous, left-wing activists use them to spread critical race theory and push for equal outcomes over equal opportunities. The organization is also asking lawmakers to give schools more cash so the psychologists can in turn indoctrinate teachers on implicit bias. If that sounds leftist crazy, it is. And it might explain why so many people are pushing for school choice. Speaking of which, yesterday, Governor Greg Abbott was joined on the steps of the Texas Capitol by hundreds of parents, grandparents, and students in support of school choice. In his speech at the rally, he encouraged parents there and elsewhere to call their lawmakers in support of school choice legislation. With the push for school choice ramping up in the Texas legislature, Attorney General Ken Paxton released an advisory opinion this week stating there's no constitutional barrier to implementing such a program in the Lone Star State. Paxton's legal opinion came in response to a request by Republican State Senator Brandon Creighton of Conroe. Creighton chairs the Senate Education Committee, and he's the author of Senate Bill 8. That's the Senate's priority school choice bill. Specifically, Creighton wanted to know from Paxton if such a program would violate the Texas Constitution's Blaine Amendment. That prohibits public funds from being sent to religious institutions, such as conceivably parochial private schools. Paxton explained in his opinion that that section of the Texas Constitution is in violation of the U.S. Constitution and therefore doesn't apply. Paxton went on to say he could find no constitutional barriers to enacting school choice in the Lone Star State. Coming up, a school district knows it's breaking the law and just doesn't seem to care. The Texas Minute will be right back.
The Luke Macias Show is your access to what happens behind closed doors in Texas politics. Listen weekly to me, your host, Luke Macias, as I break down what is actually happening in conservative politics in the Lone Star State, a state that we all love and cherish. Listen weekly wherever you listen to podcasts. This show is a product of Texas Scorecard.
Despite knowing state laws were broken last year during their first Pride Week celebration, the Austin Independent School District is once again setting aside this entire week for the indoctrination and sexualization of children. In 2022, the district was told by Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton that the activities around the district's compulsory LGBTQ celebrations were breaking state law. Among other things, Paxton pointed out that state law requires any instructional activities around human sexuality to include parental consent. While the school district claims the week-long celebration is designed to promote an exclusive environment, parents weren't buying it. A review of the responses on the district's social media sites find parents using terms like repulsive, ridiculous, sick, and degeneracy to describe the series of events. Other parents were even more blunt, referring to the district's activities as child abuse. Austin school officials will be giving out Pride and Ally stickers, posters, flags, and of course, pronoun buttons at campus front offices. Lesson plans from last year included a teacher-led community circle where children were told about LGBTQ behavior and sexual practices and urged not to tell their parents about it. Here's how the president of the Texas Family Project, Chris Hopper, describes the school district's push.
Yeah, long gone are the days when we took pride in, you know, reading, writing, and arithmetic in the schoolhouse. Pride Week is a toxic environment that showcases the flamboyant alphabet monster as the prized showpiece.
Again, that was Chris Hopper of the Texas Family Project. Sadly, it seems government schools now exist more for leftist indoctrination than public education. You can check out the details of this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Katie Marshall, Brandon Walton, Sully Rice, and Sidney Henry. The Texas Minute was produced today by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you out around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.